Following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law, and today we're going to explain how irrevocable life insurance trusts help minimize estate tax. Irrevocable life insurance trusts are known as ILITs, and they're basically a trust that can own a life insurance policy. And the reason we create them is to remove the value of the death benefit of the life insurance policy from the taxable estate of the person whose life is insured. So let's take a couple steps back and explain how this works. So estate tax is a tax that's placed on the estate of a deceased person. So all of the assets owned by a deceased person are subject to estate tax in Illinois if the assets are over $4 million. So to the extent the assets are over $4 million, estate tax will suck up a big chunk of those assets. Now that seems like a lot of money, but a lot of people have at least $1 million life insurance policy on their life. That when you think about $1 million term life insurance policy, that $1 million is the death benefit. The death benefit of a life insurance policy is part of your taxable estate. So if you've got a $2 million death benefit, that can easily push an estate of a not super uber wealthy person over that $4 million threshold. So what we do, one of the first lines of defense in estate tax planning to minimize estate tax, is to take the death benefit of any life insurance policies out of the taxable estate. And we do this by transferring ownership of the life insurance policy from the person whose life is insured to an ILIT. And the way this works, in order to be effective, you have to transfer all incidents of ownership, that's a term of art, away from the person whose life is insured and to the trust. So what's an incident of ownership? An incident of ownership is the authority to change the beneficiary of the policy, the ability to cancel the policy, or the ability to assign the policy. And often you want a third-party trustee, but you don't have to have someone other than the insured to be the trustee. If you're going to have the insured be the trustee, you need to make sure you remove any discretion from the trustee's actions. But basically what you're doing with an ILIT is freezing who the beneficiaries of the policy are. And the person who creates the ILIT and whose life is insured typically pays the policy premiums every year, and if they don't want to pay the policy premiums, they can allow the policy to lapse by not paying premiums, but they just can't change the terms of the policy. For most people, this isn't a problem. Most people use life insurance policies to benefit their spouse and then their children when they pass away. So that most people aren't going to necessarily want to change who the beneficiaries are. So this is usually a no-lose scenario to transfer a insurance policy into an ILIT, and what it does is, just for the sake of not being able to change the policy, you get to take that death benefit out of your taxable estate and reduce the amount of your taxable estate by $1 million, $2 million, however much that death benefit is. So there's a couple other things I want to talk about. That's the basics of ILITs. Another is how ILITs play into gift tax. So when you transfer an existing policy to an ILIT, there is a taxable event for gift tax purposes, but it's much less than the death benefit of the policy, so it's usually still a good idea. If you have an ILIT buy a new policy from scratch without transferring an existing one in, there are no gift tax ramifications. So in a vacuum, it's usually better to purchase a new policy with an ILIT rather than a transfer policy, but sometimes you can't get as good a deal on the policy if you're going to get a new policy. So if you got a policy while you were young and you're no longer young, you're going to want to transfer that policy into the ILIT, even though there might be some gift tax ramifications. The other gift tax implication is that people use ILITs as a great way to give leveraged gifts. So gift tax is a tax on any lifetime gifts you give to a single person over $15,000. That's the annual gift tax exclusion. Once you get over the annual gift tax exclusion with a particular gift in a year, it's going to serve to reduce your estate and gift tax unified exemption. And this means that the more you give over and above that exemption, the less you can basically exclude from estate tax when you pass away. So there's a problem. One solution to this problem is to consider the premiums that you're paying into the life insurance policies you know, maybe maximize those at $15,000 a year so there's no gift tax ramifications. Consider those a leveraged gift. So you're paying $15,000 a year, and in exchange you are creating an asset that's going to pass estate tax-free in the death benefit of the life insurance policy to the beneficiary of the policy. So for a lot of wealthy people, they don't need a life insurance policy to necessarily prevent calamity in the event of their death. There's plenty of assets, if you're worried about estate tax, to go around. You don't need a life insurance policy to make sure your family can necessarily survive. But what you can do is create this leveraged gift where, for much less than you're actually paying into the ILIT every year, you know, maybe it's $15,000 a year to pay the policy premiums, you're creating an asset in the death benefit that's going to be much larger, maybe several million dollars, that passes tax-free from your estate to your beneficiary. So it's an interesting workaround for estate tax and a way to create a windfall for the next generation for which estate tax won't apply, as well as removing death benefits from existing life insurance policies from your estate. So if you have any questions, we have a lot more articles and videos about estate tax on our website, learn-about-law.com. So check those out. But you can also leave a question in the comments section below this post at learn-about-law.com or below the YouTube video. If you found this helpful and you'd like to be informed of our daily article and video posts, you can subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and SoundCloud. If you need some help setting up an ILIT or dealing with an ILIT in probate or with really anything else, you can give us a call at 630-324-6666. That's 630-324-6666. We offer free consultations and we have offices all around Chicagoland for your convenience. Thank you so much for watching and listening.
Thanks so much for watching our video. If you have any questions, feel free to comment below. Click the subscribe button for new videos every week and download and review us on iTunes. Visit learn-about-law.com for other legal-related articles and videos. Visit our business podcast and video blog, seizeyourbusiness.com, and visit Making Real Estate Fun for real estate videos and podcasts. Call us at 630-324-6666 for a free consultation.